is needed is a new education. The present education is outdated very much. It makes so much unemployed. It produces people to work in the system. But there's no any work in the system. It produces so many people to become unemployed. The present education detaches the people from their own senses and gives the ready-made answers, which is outdated a long time back. The earth is not the same way. Our mother earth is not having the same physical condition comparing with 100 years back or 50 years back. Even our human body is not the same situation. We have played it around so much. But all our education on medicine and psychology and sociology, this all comes from the very old experiences, very old educations, maybe 50 years old or even 100 years old. We need a new education to understand this new human. We need new leaders, new teachers, new inspiration, new children into this new world. So what is important? We need a new education. I am interested more in that, to bring new education. On what? On how to live in this planet. How my human body can experience this planet. What is the relationship between me and this planet? So one is education, and how, what kind of education, how we can create such an education? By creating places where you can experience the knowledge, not accumulate the information. Most of the education is based on accumulation of transfer of information. Our intellect grows. We can refer, we can read 10 books to write the 11th book. But none of the writers have their own experience on the subject. We can write a book about the Christ without experiencing the Christ inside of us. So, that's how we lost the contact. Our mind has developed so much because everyone is talking about on others' talk. You understand? You jump. Oh, I was bitten by the snake and you are writing book about how it feels. And some guys are reading five books on snake bites and he read the 5th book. And everyone say, I'm studying in the university. And you study agriculture in the university, in the concrete floor, in the room. You learned cultivation, not from the farmer, through the book, through the digital monitors. It's very contradictory. So the education need to be experiential education, because experience can be developed only through your body, not through your mind. When you accumulate so many information, this information is only useful to pass it to others as information. It will not be useful to you. You can see so many people have information, but the same information is not helpful to them. I receive so many people, coaches, consultants, therapists, psychiatrists, and they come with the same problem. I ask them, what is your profession? Why am I a coach? What are you doing? I'm helping people how to free from their boundaries. And what is your problem? I have a lot of boundaries. But how you are teaching free from the boundaries? No, I have learned. So, how the student is going to free from the boundaries? The student also learning to teach someone else. You understand? So, everyone is teaching the solution to someone else. But no one is experiencing the solution. And that's how we have so much information, but all the information is just transported information. Nothing has come from their own experience of living. So the new educations need to be experiential based education. And how to make experiential based education? By living communities, living societies. That's the knowledge. We have to live. We have to live the life which we want. That's how this new world is going to be created. Major difference of the life of the living being or life of the citizen, life of the taxpayer. Our body belongs to this, belongs to an ecosystem, belongs to the nature. First body arises, then mind arises. We have developed our whole social, political, economical structures based on the need of our mind, which is restless, which is running, future-oriented, past-based, future-oriented. We have never explored how to live in our body. Living in our body means living in the planet. The current system is not based on body. When we say we are going to shift our consciousness from the old paradigm to the new paradigm, from the old consciousness to the new consciousness, means we are going to enter into the space where the body learns and body expresses. All our educations are not experience based. It's just information. Our body has no any experience on what we have learned. So naturally, there is no any connection. It is important that we live the life of the body. So it's a body is always here and now, moment oriented, present oriented. The new paradigm will explore how to live in our bodies, how to live as a living being in this planet. Totally different stories. Living as a living being or living as a civilized, systemized human. The present world is built out of problem. We expect the problem. We make insurance because if something goes wrong. We build hospitals for the sick people. We have psychiatrist home, mental homes for the mental. We have created so many things. We have armies if some problem comes. But if peace comes, in what way you have prepared? If suddenly, instead of this person become crazy, if he become enlightened, are we prepared for it? The society, we have many places, prisons and mental homes. Because there is a possibility a human can become a criminal or he can go mad. But there's one more possibility, he can be also enlightened. We never built anything for them. That's why in India there are so many enlightened people, because we have so many ashrams. So the world which we are moving towards, there the core of the society is not fear oriented. If something goes wrong, what we will do? No, that will not be the core. The core will be, things will go right, then how we are going to take those right? People are going to become free from their problem. Wow, how we are going to handle that? Because now, the present system, people can't free from the problem because we don't know how to take care. You see, if for example, if suddenly we are decided not to travel anywhere, we have reduced our travels, it will be a big problem. It's not going to do good, because the whole industry will not know what to do. Economy will go zigzag. If we decided not to eat sugar, the whole society will dance. Now, there is no any restlessness, there is no any panic. How we are going to sustain this market if there is no any panic? See, because we don't expect. The new paradigm will not be based on that. If people are going to become light, how we are going to use that light? If people are going to become enlightened, how we are going to use that knowledge? It will be positive oriented. Expectation, the projection is not the negative projection, but the projection will be a positive projection. We don't have to kill each other to sustain ourselves. We can enrich each other, whether the animal or plants or humans. We don't have to be a danger to each other. Life is so beautiful. The female start to earn her own money, or if the male is going to start to do his own washes, we are going to become equal. It's not going to, that's so simple. It needs to be implemented in all layer of life. In a way, it's all, these changes need to be implemented in all designs of life. Many times the woman may say, I want to free from the male domination, dominated society. But she may not be aware the beauty what she believes is just made to entertain the male. The woman believes what beauty is. That concept is given by the male to satisfy male's need. The normal, the surface level, we say, oh, if both of them are working, if male and female work, if both of them are having their salary, and if they, both of them are helping at the household things, they are equal. If both of them are sharing the decision making, they are equal. No, we are not equal in that. That is not the basic problem. The basic problem is understanding of male identity, understanding of the female identity. And the female identity is just need to be identified by the male. So all our concept of what makes me as a female need to be identified by the male identity. So all my components of what I call as a beauty, it all belongs to my opposite, to attract my opposite, to satisfy, to entertain my opposite. It is like I am fighting against someone, but I am entertaining him through my life values. But I see him as an enemy. It's a conflict. That's why most of the feminist movement also failed. The enemy is not sitting outside. The enemy is inside, in the concept of my self-identification and also what makes me as a male. I can't fight against a woman, but I have to fight inside my male, what makes me as a male. Because this male is made just to protect or enjoyed by the opposite, that is female. Nothing is functioning anymore, and no one is a beneficiary in this. I don't see there are people who are sitting somewhere enjoying this. No, they are also victims. So everyone is a victim, whether you are poor or rich, whether you are Westerner or Easterner, whether you are first world or third world, educated, uneducated, whoever it is, everyone is a victim of the same system. We believe that someone is fooling everyone. No, we all togetherly fooling ourselves. You know, it's as a group of, you know, we are entertained by the self-fooling system. We no need someone from outside to fool us. So, since things are not functioning, naturally we will be forced to make a change. Sometime people can reflect, become aware of it and move towards the change. Sometime the situation will force us to change. In a way, we as a whole humanity, we are all waiting for that situation so that we will be changed, we will be moved into that new paradigm due to the pressure. You understand? That's why many times we hear about system collapse. We say, oh, one day the system is going to collapse. The religious person may say that the last day, final day is coming. The political person may say, oh, it's going to collapse. You understand? Yeah, we are all talking about the same thing. But we can't wait for the system to collapse because it's a past almost. It's collapsed long time back. We are not aware it is collapsed. We are not in a safe system which is going to collapse anytime. No, we are living in a collapsed system. This system is failed by the time we crucified the Christ itself. It's 2000 years old of collapsed system. And everyone says one day is going to collapse. No. If it's a good system, you won't be crucifying the Christ. Think about that. It was not functioning system. He was questioned. So, it's a 2000 years of living in a collapsed system. We don't have to wait for the future to collapse. We don't realize that we are living in a failed system and which is not helping us. We have to move further out. How we are going to get out? To fight against? No. Because there's no enemy exists. Before the collapse, there was an enemy exist. Once it collapsed, everything is looks, you know, mirror to us. There's no any particular enemy exist to fight against. So we have to rebuild a system. How to do that? A small, small group. If 20 or 40 people come together and inquire, what will be the best life to live in this planet? And among you, you will find one kind of solution, an experiment. And take a decision, we want to live in that experiment for next 5 years. Let's see what's happening. Are you able to follow? So like this, everywhere people can enter into a new way of experimenting with this life. The changes will be more faster. Present problem, the problem is the technology. We see that, oh, through a technology we can solve the problem. By eliminating the government we can see the problem. But it is not possible. The problem is not technology or any government. Our basic understanding on our very foundation where we build this life itself is a problem. It is not based on love, care and share. It is not based on love, beauty and sacredness. So far we have explored love and beauty. In every person, the person is beautiful person, the person is loving person. Whatever we did, we explored only these two, love and beauty. But at the same time, you are divine. So, these aspects need to be included as the foundation of every new inspiration, love, beauty and sacredness. Beauty is most important thing. In India we say, Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Truth, godliness and beauty. The truth, true knowledge, brings you liberation, and that liberation helps you to explore the godliness, Shiva. Then why you want to experience God? We have to experience God so that we can see the beauty. The God is not the ultimate. God is a medium, is a state. Through that you will be able to see the beauty of this life. Beauty is most important. So, all this aspect need to be, because even as a male, female, our main issue between male and female, we explore only two in between us. You are a loving person and beautiful person. We never explore, we are also sacred person. When the sacredness comes, it transforms. When your partner is not only loving and beautiful, but also sacred. When your neighbor is not only loving and beautiful, but also sacred. The aspect of sacredness, the presence of experience, the presence of divine need to be explored.